Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Always fired up to talk to my guy, Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post. You can give him a follow at N. Greenberg. Joins us via the Rude Guest Hotline. What's up, Neil? How are you, buddy?
I'm doing super. How are you?
Good, man. I'm curious. Left hand up. I'm a NFL schedule release dork. Like, I get fired up about it. I'm on progrid.org. This progrid.org website has kind of eliminated my need to break out the whiteboard anymore. They do a much better job than me with a bunch of markers. You're a math guy. You're a grid guy. Do you care about NFL schedule release?
I do a little bit. I mean, we already know who the teams are playing and where. So, it's really just a matter of where are some of the rest advantages or disadvantages happening. And even those aren't as big as they once were, especially coming off the bye week. So I would say its importance to me has dwindled quite a bit. I already have my power rankings. I already have what I think I need. I don't think the schedule is going to change it all that much.
I tend to agree with you. For me, maybe part of it is just, it's also like dictates my fall travel schedule.
Yeah, but you got some big international trips.
Yeah, man, what do you think of that? What do you think just of the obvious, of the games that have been, the two official games are national TV audiences for the Commanders, and then the unofficial, the reports we're starting to get, they're playing Christmas, that's a national audience, Thursday night against the Packers, national audience. Like, clearly there's a massive appetite to watch the Burgundy and Gold.
Yeah, I mean, they're the team du jour, I would have to think, right? If you're looking at, just all the other NFL franchises, I mean, you know what you get with them, right? Super Bowl champions, you get the Kansas City Chiefs, obviously big names. But the Commanders now are the team that has a lot of buzz. And it's nice to see that they're getting validated of sorts to be included in big games on a national scale. So, I think it's great for the organization. I mean, this organization is on a heater, right? Like, going back to the ownership change, just, you know, getting Jaden Daniels, having that work out, you know, the stadium, the draft, and now these international games. I mean, this is all just a lot of good fortune coming Washington's way.
How do you think with the strength of schedule for the team this year, maybe it's not as big as we once thought, looking at some of the strength of schedule for the team, it's not like it's a top 10 strength of schedule, but how do you think that affects them this year?
Well, I do think they have a relatively difficult schedule, and I think if they were to win 10 games, a lot of people would look at it as a disappointment. But I think looking at the strength of schedule and how much more difficult it is, I think a 10-win season for this organization would be a step forward. They're not playing Carolina, they're playing Kansas City. You know, so that's a big difference. That's a big upgrade. So I think when you look at it that way, putting it in context, I think a 10-win season for this organization would be very strong. I know a lot of people won't see it that way, but I do think that this team is taking a step up in competition, and they're going to need to, you know, really focus and win some games that are going to look a lot more difficult than they have in the past.
Talking with our friend Neil Greenberg here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Can you run a model? I don't know if you're able to do this on the fly, Greenberg, but I understand in the analytics community that you guys run models, right? Can you run a model on the odds that Chris Russell is mad about something to do with the NFL schedule?
Oh, yeah, hold on. Let me see. Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, beep, beep. Oh, yep, 99% chance.
Now, the opposite of that model, unfortunately, is what happened to the Wizards. What the hell do we do, dude?
Well, the NBA has an optics problem, right? Because it seems that every time there's a significant storyline during the off season, it is offset by a draft surprise for that team, right? We saw it with Chicago and Derrick Rose. You know, you can go back to Patrick Ewing. There was some rumblings. You know, obviously when LeBron left Cleveland, they got the number one pick, and now you have this thing with the Mavs. I mean, it's optically not great. And, you know, you can point to it and say, well, it's a 2% chance. It's not zero, and that's true. But when these 2% chances are happening at times where you have these narrative data points, that throws into question the integrity of the draft lottery. You know, as far as Washington, I find it very ironic that they finally embrace the rebuild and the tanking and the non-winning of games, and they get the worst possible result. You know, that's a dagger. I mean, the analytics on the NBA draft is the difference between the number one pick and the number six pick is like a five-fold difference. Like, the number one pick is worth five times as much as the number six pick. And that's huge for a team that's, I do believe, would rebuild and try to become competitive, and probably has, you know, the ownership and the front office in place to do that. But, you know, getting the sixth pick when you've won only a handful of games, that's going to set you back quite a bit.
How do you rework the odds? Is it something that it's an issue with the top, where I know they readjusted it, so now the bottom three records all get the same percentage, it's 14%. But I think my bigger issue with it, Neil, is that there was a 50-plus percent chance that they weren't even going to pick in the top four, which just seems ludicrous to me that there's a, you know, 1 in 2 chance that they're not even going to be in the top four picks, and obviously they end up picking sixth. How do you rework those odds?
You have to incentivize winning, and right now it's incentivizing losing. So my tweak would be, the third worst team gets either the number one pick outright or the best possible chances for the number one pick, because then at least the team has motivation to put a serviceable product on the field, right? You can't just go out there and just let things happen. Like, you have to work on improving your club so they're not the worst and they're not the second worst team. So I would have the third worst team get the number one pick or the best chance. Number two, the second worst team gets the second, and then the worst team has the third worst. So then you're not incentivizing a team to just go out there and lose. You need to do something to help these teams at the bottom, because if they're not going to get a number one pick to build around, then they're just going to keep – there's like two really bad spots to be in the NBA, right? Like, there's that messy middle of the low lottery, non-playoff team, and then there's a terrible team that doesn't get one of the top three picks. And the Wizards are just finding themselves in both those spots quite too often over the past couple of years.
Yeah.
So that would be my fix. The third worst team gets the best chance at the number one pick. At least you're incentivizing winning.
I got a wacky idea. I thought of this last night watching Pacers-Cavs. All right. The four worst teams, are the only ones involved in the lottery. And the lottery is not 1,000 ping pong balls or whatever they do. There are four outcomes, and you draw it out of a hat. This would be electric live. All right? I'm serious. I swear to God this would work. The four.
Yeah,
outcome.
I've had someone else mention to me like you take the four worst teams or the.
Hold on, let me tell you my idea before this guy steals.
They have a tournament for the top pick.
There's four worst teams. There are four outcomes. The number one pick, the number two pick, the number 10 pick, and no pick.
Oh, no pick. Oh, my goodness.
Dude,
oh my
that would
goodness.
Incentivize, like, that changes all of this stuff. If getting no
that
pick
does, you're
is
right.
An option.
That's right. That incentivizes winning. You're absolutely right.
And maybe that's right. Too extreme and would mess up the order, but fine. 32nd pick. You want to make teams play hard in this stupid league where nobody plays hard? Change it.
It's just so difficult, though, because you need a superstar in the NBA. People can say you don't, but frankly, you need a superstar. And, you know, for teams like Utah, the Wizards have found themselves there now. Like, you either have to trade
Wizards
for one.
Wizards found themselves there for a while.
Well, you either have to trade for one. And generally, if you're going to trade for one, they come with some sort of baggage, whether it's health, whether it's age, whether it's they're disgruntled, or you have to sign someone in free agency if you're not going to go do it through the draft. And we already saw a prime candidate for free agency just skip over coming here in Kevin Durant. So they need to draft one more than likely, and they put themselves in the right spot, and then they pick sixth.
Yeah, I mean, the Durant thing had some other baggage. Like, he just didn't want, like, people always asking him stuff and coming home and everything. But, yeah, the NBA, the formula to win is you get a really good player that other players want to play with so that they come here and they'll play on exceptions, they'll play for less money, they'll ask to be traded. Like that's the path to winning. But if you – not to say that Cooper Flagg was going to be that guy, but – like, no one's coming to win less than 20 games, right? Like, no one's coming to be the 9 or 10 seed. You really need to get an impact player and show people that you're serious about chasing a ring. And with the NBA, the way it is, you know, there's only like you said, there's two ways to do that. One, you have to pay or trade for someone and hope it works out. We saw, like, Russell Westbrook was kind of like that. Or you have to get lucky with the number one pick, and he's got to become a franchise cornerstone. And, you know, you have to convince other people that, you know, you're on a short-term plan to contend for a title. Very difficult to do in the NBA right now.
Yeah. Talking with our friend Neil Greenberg here, Rude Guest Hotline. You can give Neil a follow at N Greenberg. Check out all his work in the Washington Post. I know you're on Preakness duty, but the Caps have a game before the horses start running. Caps play tomorrow night. I was in Raleigh. I would legitimately say the 4-minute power play was one of the low moments of my hockey watching life. It was just so ineffective and poor.
Demoralizing.
Demoralizing is a good word. Now they played flashes of good hockey as that game progressed, but damn, that was awful. I know what the Vegas numbers say, and the Caps are obviously pretty heavy underdogs at this point. I'm not going to ask you to explain that. It's easy to see. How can they get back on track?
Carolina's tough, right? I mean, Carolina's really good at getting to the high-danger areas of the ice. They play a very north and south type of game, so once they get the puck, like, you blink, and it's already in the offensive zone, and they're able to keep it there. I don't think Washington has been massively outplayed in this series. I know they're up against it and things are not good for them, but I don't think that necessarily they've been outplayed. Their bad stretches are just bad, and they're letting Carolina kind of do what it is that they want to do. And it just makes it very difficult. You can't win games that way. But Washington certainly has the coaching, the goaltending, the defense, and the offense to make stuff happen. Alex Ovechkin obviously needs to play better than he has been. And, they're only going to go as so far as Ovechkin takes them because he's their best player. And I'm not diminishing what other players on the ice do, but you need your, generational talent, goal-scoring, record-holding forward to be a much bigger presence in this game than he has been.
Was it just a case running into Carolina that this is just the wrong matchup? And this, you know, it seemed like all the models had them as someone that was a real cup contender in the going into this series. They were favored heavily in this series. Was this just a wrong opponent at the wrong time?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people talked about like how disrespectful it was that Washington was an underdog, but you know, I've been talking about Carolina for a while. I mean, they're a well-run organization from top to bottom, and they have a lot of that good young talent that can score, a lot of depth. And like I said, that north-south game, I mean, they led the league in offensive zone time. You know, once they get the puck past the blue line, it's very difficult to get them out of there. And it was a tough matchup, I think, for Washington, being, you know, Carolina's younger, faster. But we've seen Washington, you know, win games in all sorts of ways. And, you know, they're going to have to figure out, you know, now it's one game at a time, the cliche must-win game, the most must-win game of must-win games. And, you know, they just have to focus on this game and, you know, try to do their best to keep Carolina neutralized once they get in the offensive zone.
Oh, man, how do you feel about that actually happening?
Not good. I mean, they haven't been able to do it so far. But again, I mean, you have to have faith in the coaching staff to look at what's happening and know how to fix it, right? But knowing how to fix it and then the players execute are two different things. And then again, I mean, a lot of people don't like to hear this, but there's a huge luck factor in hockey. I mean, goals are greasy and dirty and, you know, they bounce off of weird spots. And, you know, I heard Alan May on this radio station talking about how they just have to, you know, get pucks to the net and, you know, hope that physics takes its course in their favor. And, you know, that's certainly true. I mean, you get a whole bunch of goals in a whole bunch of different ways. But I do think that the ingredients are here. I'm not ready to write them off. It's obviously bleak, et cetera, et cetera. But this Washington team is good. And I don't think they've been massively outplayed. And, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if they were able to take a game or two and extend the series a little longer.
It's funny. All the, like, real hockey people I've talked to, even going into this series, are like, yeah, you know, tough matchup, but you never know in this sport. You never know in the playoffs. You've got guys going as fast as they can on knives, on skates. Like, anything can happen. And I think you're right. I think they could come back and win. I'm not sure I expect it, but there's no rule that won't let them, Greenberg.
Yeah, I mean, we just saw a 2% chance happen with the Wizards lottery. Why can't Washington win a game?
Yeah, why can't one go in Washington's favor this time?
right. Neil, thank you, buddy. Appreciate your time.
All right. Love you guys. Talk to you soon.
Speaking of the Washington Capitals, Jeff, press the button. We're giving away Caps tickets right now for Game 5. Caller number 9-800-636-1067. You win a pair of tickets to Game 5 for the 2025 playoffs. Caps versus Canes Thursday, May 15th at Cap One Arena. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com. That's right. Caller number 9 right now, 800-636-1067. You win a pair of tickets. We're giving away two more pairs of tickets at 12:20 and 1:20, and then Grant and Danny will be giving away all afternoon. You want Caps tickets for Game 5?
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Call, baby. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. B. Mitch is on an airplane. Toby's in his chair. What up, Tobo?
What's going on, man?
How's the stream going? Anybody checked with the folks? How's the chat? White Brian, everybody behaving? Be normal, folks.
I don't feel like the chat ever behaves, so.
Why are they talking about me? Sear Titus, I just opened the chat, and the dude said, I would hate to be JP. Okay. Damn, dog. I don't really get it, but, you know, you do you.
I think they're talking about travel.
Yeah. Everybody got TPS reports, man. How nerdy you want to get with it, Toby?
Let's get nerdy.
You ready to get deep into
this? Yeah, let's get deep. Let's get nerdy.
Do we have a pen?
I got a pen.
My man, lack of pens is a real problem around here. I got a pen. Shout out to me. I'll confess, I think I stole this from Drab at some point. Just going to own up to that. This is from MCA of Metro Washington.
Let's do it.
I got to tell you, I have no idea what MCA of Metro Washington is. White Bride, see if you can look up MCAMW.org, because we just gave them some free pub. Might be a meth lab for all we know.
I'm going to guess it's not.
I'm going to guess it's not a meth lab also, because meth labs don't have this nice.
They don't generally market on pens.
Check this pen. It's like heavy. It's got some real good weight to it.
Yeah, I like that.
Nice. Thanks, Drab and MCA of Metro Washington. So this is how we can get real nerdy if we want. Like, we can figure out who Washington isn't playing in a lot of weeks.
Ooh, I like that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so if you go to progrid.org, the days of me having to chase all this information down, it's all changing, man.
Did you find out about progrid.org, by the way?
I think last year.
And how many times have you visited it in the last week?
Last week, maybe like once or twice a day. Today, I've refreshed it 1,000 times. Left hand up, scheduled dork, right here. All right, so let's go to week 3, shall we? The schedule, through various leaks and reports of various people, credit to all the people reporting stuff, okay? I'm not going to name it every time now as this becomes more apparent, because I honestly kind of can't keep up.
Yeah.
Week 1, Giants. Week 2, Thursday night in Green Bay. That will be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
At Lambeau, week 2. All right, so week 3, we can start to figure a bunch of stuff out. They play Kansas City. It won't be Kansas City because they're playing the Giants. Therefore, it also won't be the Giants again. I don't think it would be that quick anyway. Of their opponents, we can figure out who it definitely won't be. Kansas City's playing the Giants week 3, Sunday Night Football. We know, who else do they play, Toby? The other week 3 games, It's obviously not going to be Miami because they're playing Miami later. The Bills are playing Miami.
Let me see if they have any other stuff on here.
Like what?
If there's any other. Okay, so week three.
But you don't, like, some of them you could kind of figure out. Like, look at, because there's been so many announced games in and around Thanksgiving, right? Like, Chiefs-Cowboys just, I don't know when that officially got announced. I had heard that was going to be the game on Thanksgiving because the NFL is trying to break an all-time record.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to roll out Taylor Swift to do it. So, I think at this point, do we know who the Lions? The Lions come here. So, I believe we can rule out the Commanders playing on Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
Because the Cowboys are playing the Chiefs. The Bears are playing the Eagles on Black Friday. Do we have the Lions game yet? And do we have the night game yet for Thanksgiving?
I don't believe we do. Actually, I think that it looks like there might be all the Thanksgiving games. It looks like there's on here. It looks like there's going to be Rams and Bucks. That's usually the night game, right? The non-Detroit game?
There's a third game, yes.
Minnesota takes on Detroit.
Okay.
On Thanksgiving.
And then Rams-Bucks that night?
Yeah.
All right. Washington ain't playing Thanksgiving, which is fair because they're playing Christmas, I would add. We know they're not playing Black Friday, so odds are, I mean, maybe it could still be a road game. Now, you still have to figure out. Now, the networks still need their Sunday night and their Monday night games. And Washington might be a hot enough ticket that they're going to be a Sunday night or a Monday night of Thanksgiving weekend. But, dude, honestly, if they are Sunday night or Monday night of Thanksgiving weekend, it sets up kind of dope. You could travel. You can come home Saturday, Sunday, yeah, whatever you need to do. Enjoy your turkey. I got some ground turkey for lunch.
There you go.
Soy sauce. We know the Christmas situation they're playing on Christmas. How do you, before we get Rooster's crazy ass in here, how do you feel about them playing on Christmas?
I don't mind it. I don't love it, but I don't hate it. I'm going to be watching regardless. There's just going to be more emotional investment. So hopefully they win and it doesn't ruin Christmas, right? But yeah, I don't hate it. I'm fine with them playing on holidays, and I think it's a little extra. Gives you something extra to care about, as if there wasn't already enough to care about on Christmas. Gives you a little bit extra, something that's non-family gift related.
Dude, I was texting with a friend last night about the Christmas game. Because last night I knew it was going to be Cowboys or Bears, and it was going to be at home. I didn't have it. Like, to me, I don't report stuff like that unless I know it, and I didn't know which the opponent was. So I didn't want to put something out until I had it locked in, but my buddy, like, now if you're my age, if you're now you could be lots of different ages, but if you have young children, Christmas is awesome, but also kind of challenging, right? Like, it's a busy day. I think what's dope about the Christmas Day games for, I'm just going to speak to a very direct demographic here, for the dudes that want to be able to lock in and watch the Commanders game, it's Christmas. You got all your family around. You know who can help watch little Billy or little Jessica? Your mom, your mother-in-law, Aunt Edna. Like,
yeah,
lean into the family vibe. For all the dudes out there stressed about watching football on Christmas, lean into the family vibe and let your sister that's in town from Michigan watch the kids. And, like, the key is, I've learned this, especially, I got 100 nieces and nephews now. The key is to, like, when I was in college, right, and there was a group project, I would always volunteer to do something right away, something easy. I would set up the email thread. That was my go-to move. Setting up the email thread requires nothing, but you seem like a real go-getter. So Christmas Day, for the dudes that want to just chill and watch football, you got to do something in the morning, man. Obviously, Christmas morning, you're ripping open presents, whatever. But, like, all right, we're all going to grandma's house. I'll stop and get the ice. I'll pick up the wine. We're out of whipped cream. I'll go to the store. Like, be the guy, Johnny on the spot, till 1 o'clock.
Yeah, and it sounds like, at least Sheehan was saying, that they might be the first game, which might be even more ideal, JP, because you can lock in for the first game, and then even though there's still going to be football on, you've got the rest of the day to still do odds and ends if you need to.
Sure. You can lock back in with the family. You might be kind of hammered, pound like 9 beers during the game, but whatever.
Yeah, but you can get right back.
Why's daddy so goofy? The Commanders won.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, maybe it's going to be an interesting thing. I think some people hate it. I think some people just want their holidays to be left alone. They can enjoy a game, but not their team. But I also, I don't mind it. It sparks a, it means that there's an intriguing part about this team that hasn't been there in so long, that they want to put this team on holidays, which is great.
Yeah, dude, I think I'm cool with Christmas, especially that it's here. I think the fact that it's also Vikings-Lions, not a lock that the East Coast game would be the 1 o'clock, because I mean, they could play Lions-Vikings at noon. Now, it's Netflix, so I know 1,000% that the other Cowboys-Commanders game, which is going to be in Dallas, I guarantee with every ounce of my being, that will be a Sunday 4:30 America's Game of the Week on Fox. Like, Fox ain't giving up both Skins-Cowboys games.
That's true.
So you can lock that in, which means I'll probably have to stay an extra night in Dallas. But I don't know that, because there's a sep. What's the night game on Christmas? We've already known that, right?
I'm not 100% sure. Do we have that one yet?
I thought we did. I thought it was
okay. Yeah, KC and Denver.
Yeah. So that could be a moving target. We know there's. In the division, we don't know when they go to Philly, when they go to New York. Weirdly, we have all three division home games.
Yeah, that's odd.
Giants, Eagles, and Cowboys. You wonder if week 18, God, that'll be cold, dude. If week 18, it seems like if you just look at the games that have been reported, and we're going deep here, but it looks like the NFL is really trying to backload division games again. Like, right now, the Commanders would finish with the Eagles, then the Cowboys, and we don't know week 18 yet. Sure seems like that could be the Giants. Like, if you look at even what's reported out of the NFC North, the Bears play the Packers week 18, and the Vikings play the Lions. I'm sorry, week 16, and then Vikings-Lions is week 17. It's going to be a lot of that, man. Coming up at noon, I'm excited. We got our boy Charlie Goldsmith. Reporter out of Cincinnati, does a great job covering the Bengals. He was at Trey Hendrickson's media availability yesterday, which got a little dicey.
Mm-hmm.
Trey Hendrickson, not happy. NFL schedule release day. Happy holiday to all who...
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Celebrate.
Welcome back. It is B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer in for B. Mitch today. Right now, get a chance to win some Breaking Benjamin tickets. Be caller number 10 to 800-636-1067 to win two tickets to Breaking Benjamin and Stained. Wednesday, May 21st at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, at thefandc.com/events. Be caller number 10 right now, 800-636-1067 for Breaking Benjamin tickets.
What was the date of that show?
May 21st.
Cool, I will not be there.
A week from today.
Shout out to Breaking Benjamin and Stained, two bands I've never heard of. But I know they got their lane, I got mine, and we could all drive on the same road, man. Everybody
Absolutely.
Enjoy themselves.
I'm sure they got great music. No idea what it is.
We're going to talk to Charlie Goldsmith from Cincinnati in 10 minutes, get the latest on this Trey Hendrickson situation. Listen, man, Mike Rizzo's, and we'll see how it goes with Adam Peters. He had a hell of a first year. But Mike Rizzo is the best general manager this city's seen since Bobby Bethard, okay? And Mike Rizzo delivered a World Series to this town. Mike Rizzo knows how to build baseball teams.
Mm-hmm.
Davey Martinez, teams start a little rocky, and he just is the most steadying, calming presence. Davey Martinez knows how to manage baseball games. This team, the Nationals, stink because of ownership. Ownership, period. The Nats are playing bad baseball right now. They've lost seven in a row. I am out. I hear me. I am completely out on the let's get rid of Davey crowd. The people that are mad at Davey about this. Now, are there specific things you want to point out? Yes, but I want to be very clear. Davey ain't the problem.
Agreed. I am not a fan of Davey as a in-game manager. I haven't been... really, in his entire tenure here, with the exception of the 2019 playoffs. I don't know that there's a single manager that could have managed that playoff run any better than he did. But in general, I'm not a fan of the decisions he makes in games. I don't love his bullpen management. I don't always love his lineup construction. But right now, if you get frustrated by his bullpen management, his pitching management, it's difficult because he either pulls a pitcher too early or too late. He goes to the pen and chooses a guy who he can't depend on because, frankly, there's no one in the pen outside of Kyle Finnegan that you have any sort of confidence in. Last night, Jorge Lopez comes into the game and struggles, and he's just a head case. And I think you could have anyone that watched anything of Jorge Lopez, especially last season after what he did with the Mets, you could have known that he had a little bit of a hot temper. And him just, I don't know if you saw this, JP, when Davey comes to take the ball from him and take him out of the game, generally, what does the pitcher do? He just kind of stands there, looks at the manager.
Yeah.
He was bouncing the ball on the rubber like he was playing basketball. He was just frustrated, just bouncing it. It's not a good look. It's not what you need out of a veteran arm, one of the few veteran arms left in that bullpen. And look, I think everybody deserves some blame, but you're right that a majority of it goes to ownership because the reality is Mike Rizzo wants to rebuild the bullpen, and he wants to have more reliable arms in there, but he doesn't have a lot of resources to do so. on Mike Rizzo's side last year. It's not like he had more resources last year than he did this year, and he was able to at least find a couple of arms. So not to say he was without blame, because he brings in Lucas Sims, Colin Poche, Jorge Lopez. Two of the three are already gone before the couple of weeks into May. So I understand that he's not without blame, but he's also not given a lot of leeway and a lot of freedom to go do anything. And Davey Martinez, frankly, just doesn't have a great ball club to manage. And even though I don't love the way that he manages a lot of times, it's hard to fault decisions when the other options aren't exactly better than what he has. So it's a really bad spot they've put in, where every party has a little bit to do with it, but a majority of it is they just don't have the people, because they're not spending enough money to field a baseball team that is overly competitive. Because I think the most disappointing part about this, JP, is when you've watched this team this season, they've been in a majority of these baseball games. They're right there in a lot of these things. And Rizzo was on with the Junks talking about this earlier today. They're a team that has a small margin for error. And where does that help? Having a reliable bullpen guy, having a veteran bat that you can trust in the lineup in the middle of the order. And they didn't spend for either of those things this offseason. So they're just in a really tough spot where they've been the last couple of years where they're on the precipice of taking a step, but they're lacking in certain areas that keep them in that 71 win range.
Lev Hill, that was an impassioned Nats rant from my man, Toby. I've also learned, as we do more of these shows together, Toby, I can just ask you about the Nats and do something else for 5 minutes. Kind of awesome. I was just checking out the schedule. Davey ain't the problem. The owners are the problem. You're mad at Davey because it's easy. It's low-hanging fruit.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, there's stuff that he needs to improve on.
But fans can't yell at the owners, so they can yell at the manager.
Yeah, I mean, there's stuff he needs to improve on. Right. Like, I didn't love last night. I know some people are saying he's checked out. I don't buy that. I think Davey is a really good... The thing that he's best at is he is a really encouraging voice in the clubhouse, and I think the young guys really, really like him. But last night it was a little bit disappointing that Dylan Cruz is rung up on a questionable pitch, depending upon what you look at. Baseball Savant has a more accurate strike zone generally. Looked like a strike there. On TV, it was outside the box, so it was kind of borderline. It could have gone either way, but he gets rung up to end the game. And Dylan Cruz, who generally does not chirp at an umpire, even if he disagrees with a call, is chirping at the home plate umpire, saying that's not a strike, complaining about it. And Davey just, they cut to a picture of him, and he's staring at it, mystified. Go and say something.
Cruz kind of stared at him as he walked by. I did notice that.
Yeah, like, say something.
Like it seemed like Cruz was kind of looking at Davey as he walked by.
And it was weird, because it's like, Davey used to be the guy that was very impassioned about balls and strikes. So I don't know if there's something going on there, but I agree with you in general that it's not his fault, even though I don't necessarily always love the way that he manages games.
We're going to Cincinnati when we return. What is up with Trey Hendrickson, and will he actually get moved? Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.